Yes, real life blood drinking vampires who get their blood supply from places like Napa State Hospital, who steal blood from quote unquote patients under false and illegal pretenses, --. You get the picture. Doing things like pretending to use special spectrum technology to examine blood for 50 different types of maladies, which they steal from people like a, pint, whatever, every couple of days, as if your blood condition can really change when all you can do is pace the halls, eat the food in the cafeteria, and watch more white trash, subhuman junkie prostitute, LGBTQ infested, AIDS pride, faggot white trash American TV. Things like, whatever, Third Rock from the, one of those geek shows that aren't even interesting. New line. So, I've been the victim of no less than 3 attempted homicides by police. Pigs, let's just call them pigs with no future, other than also UBI, Universal Basic Income. And it's traumatizing to talk about and scary, but I'll briefly go into some of my confrontations with those people using Axon tasers who wanted to tase me and drug me, jail me illegally, defame me, and steal my blood for vampires. So there was the in-custody fight with the 15 pigs that started with LGBTQ activist Butch Dyke Pig Guichard and her Mongolian pig partner, whatever his name is. Just call him Bodog Roast Marmot Meat. He's going to get hit with blowtorches on the Siberian steppe. We'll track him down, that fool. He was warned. Look me up on the internet. I warned him, that little cocksucker. Look me up on the internet. Use your mobile phone. He had a mobile phone on him. And so did Guichard. But it didn't register one lick on their mental radar that you can end up in hell for murder under the badge. New line. So they assaulted me in the cell. The video is deep faked. They shot me from a distance of 10 feet after he distracted me with the verbal ruse. Jesse, I want you to look at me for a second. And when I did, the gun went off, pop, and hit me right in the heart. You can see him motion to Guichard to draw her Axon taser from her holster prior to illegally entering my cell when I refused to cuff up for the telephone. New line. I knew 100% they were going to try and inject me when I cuffed up, so I refused. And there is no way on Tengri's green earth or in hell that a police officer is allowed to assault somebody for refusing to cuff up for the phone. All they can do is say, fine. No cuffs, no phone, and walk the fuck away. And at best, if they are really crazy, go get a commanding officer and make some sort of issue about it. So that whole thing, which I've already explained and tried to explain over 50 times, that was one of my conflicts. There was another one in Oakland when I was at the halfway house after being defamed as crazy, staying with more, yes, white trash, subhuman, junkie prostitutes for the LGBTQ pride movement at some fucking house there. With some more nigger trash too, some more nigger trash, LGBTQ pride, AIDS, plus infected, subhuman junkie prostitutes running one of these houses. I try to give people the doubt, but they really aren't decent people. They're just part of the problem. And they reported me to the police for nothing. They claimed I coughed and that I was infected with COVID when I didn't even cough once, or that I had my mask off for like 4 seconds. Yeah, they reported me to the police and tried to have me dragged in for like a lethal injection or something. You know, whatever these idiots are into. So there was a standoff in Oakland, a really scary, scary standoff where they came for me in my room at the halfway house. And it was literally like hours on end of them yelling to me, "Come down here. We just want to talk to you. We just want to talk to you." Meaning they just wanted to grab me and take me in for a prolonged, potentially indefinite stay at a psychiatric hospital where I would get pumped full of junk, worthless shit, not even worth a penny in medical value, due to scandalous defamation that I'm quote unquote somehow crazy. Dot, dot, dot. New line, new line. Yes. Crazy. Just a little. Single quotation marks. Cray dash cray. Single quotation mark. For not wanting AIDS. Not wanting to promote AIDS. And not wanting anything to do with these hardcore economic criminals who support, yes, vampires. Exclamation point. All capitals, real life blood drinking vampires. Double exclamation point. New line, new line. So the standoff there was really, 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 really high stress. I don't know how many of them they are, but they were radioing around and trying to sneak into my room and coming up from behind me on the door. And were also trying to come up the staircase and attack me. Oh, man. Oh, man. So the reality was, yeah, I'll tell about it. People are going to try to defame me as crazy, but somebody somewhere was helping me a little bit. Some voice was whispering to me in very low neural tones about how best to handle the situation, which involved me lying down on the floor with my feet against the door to block them coming in from the rear while screaming for hours on end. I don't know if it was hours. It was probably like 90 minutes at the pig at the bottom of the staircase, threatening to come up and tase me and cajoling me over and over again to come down the stairs and talk. So I was yelling, and nobody in Oakland. Oakland's just full of white trash, junkie prostitutes for the AIDS movement. More nigger trash, AIDS-infested trash, gay pride advocates. None of them will help anybody. They claim to be about things like quote-unquote social justice and things like quote-unquote cannabis, but they'll just stand right there and not even lift a finger to help anybody who's in a Mortal Kombat scenario with police. To my knowledge, maybe one person helped, but I have my doubts. So I'll try to make this brief because it's too insane to even talk about dealing with these pigs. Probably like 5 or 10 of them. I don't know how many. And they might have even been crawling around underneath the house, figuring out how to grab me. Yeah, pigs crawling around in the mud. But the 90-minute standoff ended with me yelling take them out, to the sniper who was helping me. It was a trained sniper from some elite military force who was helping me. I don't know if he's in this world or deceased in the heavenly realms, but it was some intelligent being who was helping me. And when I said that, they dispersed. They left. It scared the shit out of them. And Hal Hitler, I don't know. Anyways, that was standoff number two. They would have killed me. They would have put me, they would have defamed me as crazy even more and tried to stack even more defamation on my medical records that I'm crazy, to yet another psychiatric hold, to try and blackball me from ever making a penny in the business world, when the reality is I'm the number one artificial intelligence, SaaS, developer with the number one leading value solution, Brainstorm Pro, which has a 5-second learning curve and can be used by anyone, even the free edition. Yes, even the free edition, to mine, discover, obtain, and get legal rights to extremely valuable assets such as, but not limited to, TLD.com domain names, trademarks, patents, copyrights, song lyrics, product names, and other assets. Yeah, that was my standoff with them. And then number three, attempted murder via nigger at Napa State Hospital, which was before this. Yeah, they still tried to murder me again and again after that nigger almost. Oh, I don't know how close he got to killing me. He was trying to strangle me to death, and you best believe his rear naked standing choke was pretty fearsome. I already tried to explain that, and I'm pretty damn sure, as in 180% sure, that skinny nigger probably had some blood injected into him prior to being assigned to murder me after washing his stank nigger ass in the communal sink for 2 hours on end. There was that one. Yeah, he punched me like 3 times in under 1/2 of a second. Opening up a massive welt, slammed my head into the wall, opening another massive cut on the back of my head, and had me in a standing rear naked choke with intent to murder, probably in under, realistically, yeah, I think it happened in about literally less than 1.5 seconds. And I don't think my jiu-jitsu training would have helped. Jiu-jitsu alone probably wouldn't have done it. I have a few other trainings, such as TFT, target focus training. And rolled out of it and kicked him in the nuts. Enough to block him. To the point where the little white trash, subhuman, junkie prostitute, vermin, an assorted white trash, nigger and Filipino vermin, prostitutes for the pharma bunny industry, they had to come in and stop it because it would be exposed that it was murder if they didn't. So they gave him his chance to kill me. I'm about 180% sure. Because there's no excuse for them not just popping their head in the bathroom and saying, stop washing your stank nigger ass in the communal sink and putting deadly pathogens in there. Some people wash their hands there and drink out of there. Then there was, yes, yet another attempted murder by pigs out in Hayward at my hotel room where I was staying. Oh, man. I'll get to this one. Well, I'll try to speak it out here. So I was camped up there in Hayward. My dad was paying for the room at a rate of like $200 per day. And those pigs kept trying to roll up on me under some pretense to grab me. So yeah, I was in a hotel room at, it's like some Casa Vida place, Casa Loco, whatever, run by some dingadoo, curry-eating Indians who overcharge and treat their customers like shit. So the pigs rolled up a number of times for nothing. I wasn't doing anything in there. I was posting things on the internet. And ordering eat-in food from DoorDash. I was comforting myself with comfort food, eating things like round table pizza and Togo's, and trying to score some decent weed and not smoke cigarettes. You know, I was just going back and forth to the gas station every day and getting my food and my cigarettes and trying to handle this stress of all these attempted murders and try to find out some way to, you know, to make something out of my life and to actualize my assets and my hard years, my decades of work in technology development and marketing, etc. So, new line. The pigs rolled up a number of times. I think the first time those subhuman white trash junkie prostitute AIDS-infected scum at a DoorDash, they handed my Togo sandwich off to the police illegally. Yeah, I ordered a sandwich and those white trash subhuman junkie prostitutes, hipster scum at DoorDash, gave a paying customer's food to the police without notifying them or even trying. May they go bankrupt ASAP. It was during the COVID scam. And so, you know, they're benefiting massively financially from being a technologically oriented company that delivers food when every last restaurant is pretty much shut down. So those subhuman white trash junkie prostitutes, LGBTQ faggots at DoorDash. I think it's DoorDash. Let me make sure I got the name right. Whichever one it was, we'll figure it out. We'll sort it out. They handed my hot pastrami sandwich off to the pigs, and they took it, and they were knocking on my door and making it a condition of getting my food that I opened the door to them, after I've been the victim of multiple attempted murders by police and victim of blood drain for vampires with assistance of pigs. Don't ever use the word police again. It's just pigs from here on out. New line. So they were looking for ways in, and I had to push the desk up against the door and do a standoff and yell at them again just to get my sandwich. You know, they were trying to say, just open the door. We just want to talk to you. Yeah, right. Open that door. They were going to cuff me and take me in and inject me with shit illegally and defame me more. So they finally left my sandwich, which those subhuman white trash junkie prostitutes from DoorDash gave the sandwich to them without telling a paying customer / client that the police were going to try to use your paid for lunch as leverage to steal your blood for vampires. Those subhuman white trash junkie prostitutes at DoorDash or whichever delivery company it was May they go bankrupt and be on UBI forever. So that was one issue dealing with them. Then the pigs came back a few days later. I can't remember the exact time span. And they had, yes, a canine unit with them. So they were gathered around my apartment room, and I had the desk pushed up against the door, and I spilled as much water as I could under the door to make them slip. And I had water full of cigarette water, like real nasty tobacco water to throw in their face. And every other last thing I could come up with to stop them from murdering me. So they were yelling at me for hours, and I didn't know if they were going to put a ladder up and try to come in through my bathroom window. I had that blocked off too, and strategy to dump boiling water on them if they tried to come up. Yeah, I had buckets full, empty plastic containers full of hot water to dump on their face and hopefully burn them to death or give them permanent facial burns if they tried to come through the bathroom window, which was too small, but they would probably try to come through anyway. And they were yelling at me. It was probably a good 45 minutes saying, if you don't open the door, we're sending the dogs in. So the canine they had with them. And I yelled out to that dog. I said, send that little doggy in. He don't want it with the Alpha Cyberwolf. That little doggy going on the canine barbecue. Send him in. You best believe that little shepherd of Germans that they had with him was scared out of their wits, whimpered and moaned. And they gave up and left. Period. New line. Sponsor break. New line. Do you think pigs are not to be trusted? ? Want to protect your home, life, limb, and property from subhuman white trash, junkie prostitutes, pigs of all nationalities, niggers, white trash, spick pigs, Asian pigs, Latino pigs, Asian pigs, and all other brain-dead subhuman morons? ? New line. You can now protect your home with Pneumatix AIOS weapon systems from Jesse Gilbert. ! New line. Pneumatix weapon systems use air power to protect your home with highly sophisticated, supremely advanced weapon systems that can be controlled from a laptop. These are not automated kill systems. There will probably always have to be a human in the loop, but this is the most rapid point and click kill system for delivering lethal throat shots using any type of missile, including ball bearings, metal spikes, you know, just sharpened for aerodynamics without the head on them. Yes, potential wood ammunition for vampires, and optional pepper ball blinding ammunition, meaning you can fire anywhere from 10 to 100 pepper balls right in the chest, the face, or a concrete wall, or maybe even the ground, at a potential home invader. And you can blind them for a good 15 minutes and then either pump them full of lead, make a citizen's arrest,